This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me. Jane says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane says at civicmedia.us. This is from WFLA.com in Florida. Surprise. From Rachel Tucker with the byline. Headline reads, Florida man swallows almost $800,000 in stolen jewelry from Tiffany and Company in Orlando. Jathan Lawrence Gilder, 32, pretended he was representing a player for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Went into this jewelry store and said, hey, I'm repping for this guy.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know, some high-end
stuff. Show me the goods.
Show me the goods.
Yeah.
So he actually forced his way out of the store with a pair of earrings worth $769,500, a pair of almost 5-carat diamond earrings worth $160,000, and a pair of 8-carat diamond earrings. Do you know how big that is?
That's huge.
An 8-carat diamond is large.
Yeah.
Worth $600,500, and accused of stealing a ring worth almost $500,000. So again, he goes into this jewelry store, says, I'm repping for a player from the Magic. Let me see all this stuff. And then he takes it and he runs. They did stop his car, where he was arrested on a charge of resisting. Also, a minor 48 outstanding warrants out of Colorado.
Wow.
A body scan conducted at the jail appeared to solve the mystery of at least the missing earrings. They were not found on him. They were found in his stomach.
That is absolutely crazy, because anyone who knows anything about earrings, that could really hurt you.
Oh, big time.
And how
8
big?
8-carat diamonds.
Oh.
Yeah. Ow. The foreign objects are suspected to be the Tiffany and Company earrings taken in the robbery, but they will need to be collected. Such a nice way to call it. After they pass through the suspect's system prior to confirming that these are the stolen jewels, Gilder unfortunately just asked jail staff out of nowhere, am I going to be charged for what's in my stomach? Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Florida man.
Arresting trooper reported hearing Gilder say, I should have just thrown him out the window.
Okay, I have so many. If Todd Alba is listening right now, can we cut into your first whole segment? Because I have
just a lot
of questions.
Many questions.
First of all, you thought to yourself, I should have thrown out the. Yes, absolutely. Or under the chair, or under your seat in your car. Lots of things you could have done. Glove compartment. I could go on.
You had options.
If they're air, just the diamonds alone, you could swallow an 8-carat diamond, I think, depending on
if it's just a loose gem, it's not going to be great.
Yes, but it's an earring, so therefore it's mounted,
yes,
and it has Sharpie points.
Yes.
And if it's a diamond, my guess is there's tiny little diamonds too. I mean, the idea of passing it. The idea of the other way, either way, just put him in the hospital and take him out, because that could end up killing him.
It's not going to be fun.
No.
Not going to be a pleasant experience. He has been charged with first-degree grand theft and robbery with a mask. A search of his criminal history also reveals in 2022 he robbed another Tiffany & Company store in Texas, but apparently that's one he got away with. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.